All right, we are here in the KGVM studios today with some members of the Bozeman Hawks Theater Group, and they came in to talk about their upcoming performance of Mamma Mia. So I wonder if you guys just want to go around, introduce yourselves, talk about what your role is in the production.
Yeah, my name's Taylor Laird. I play Donna, the mother.
I'm Mitchell Rast. I play Sam Carmichael, the love interest to Donna.
I'm Emerson Ritter. I play Rosie, and I'm Donna's best friend.
My name's M. Williamson, and I play Tanya, Donna's other best friend.
I'm Isley Michael Owens, and I play Sophie Sheridan, who's Donna's daughter.
All right, so I think I interviewed some of your compatriots last fall before the production of Princess Bride.
Yeah.
So they said that this was... They knew at that time that this would be the musical for the spring, so I guess you guys have had some time at least to mentally prepare yourselves. But how long have you have been actively working on the show production and getting ready for it?
Auditions were the last weekend in February, and we've been basically working since then, piecing together this show. It's a huge production, so it's taken a lot of work.
We have over, like, 80 cast members, including ensemble, which means that it really is a really large production, which is part of the reason why we started so early.
That's, yeah, 80 cast members. That's, I imagine getting that all wrangled is
It's a struggle for sure.
Yeah. And so how many people are in the, behind the scenes then?
For cast and crew, my goodness.
Our crew is incredible. I have no clue what the exact number is, but it takes so many of them. It takes lighting, sound, set. Like, they do an incredible job, and they work all the way through just like we do. Some people think that, like, crew just comes in at the end, but they're working the entire time just like us.
Yeah, and we've got amazing people who have built the actual Mamma Mia set. And they have started on that since before the show even began rehearsing. And then we've got our lovely choreographer, Val, who has been choreographing all of our dances, again, before the show has even started, which is fantastic to have all of these amazing people.
Yeah, even some people coming in from, like, the Wilson and other theaters like that in town coming in to help with lighting and sets, and it's a really cool opportunity.
It's nice to kind of collaborate, get a chance to maybe work with some people that have maybe some different experience and help to pass that on. With a production this big, it's obviously quite a bit different from, like, the fall production for sure. But the fact that it's a musical, I imagine, complicates things in other ways as well.
Yes. Luckily, we've got, in my opinion, the best choir director ever.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob Malchek, who is doing all of the music things. He's the choir teacher at Bozeman High School, and he has 2 master's degrees and a bachelor's, and he's very, very qualified and a fantastic person to work with and be around, so...
So oftentimes during the rehearsal process, we'll split up into groups and rotate through. So usually we'll have, like, one group working with Mr. Malchek doing vocal stuff, and then another group working with Val, our choreographer, and then a third one doing blocking on stage with our director, Miss Michael.
Is the music recorded music for the show, or is that played live as well?
That has been up for discussion. We were initially, I think, going to have a pit with a small orchestra and a piano and maybe 1 or 2 brass instruments, but I'm unsure of where we are now with that. We've been doing it with recordings.
I think it's semi-live at this point, where we have a couple people who will be playing live, and then we also have pre-recorded backing tracks, just because, you know, with ABBA songs, they're very pop heavy.
and
the Bozeman, with synth and Bozeman, our music program, and just like the high school's music program is does not necessarily have the instruments.
Yeah, we don't have a synth at hand. And unfortunately, in our theater, we don't have an actual orchestra pit, so like it's a struggle of finding places to put our amazing musicians.
Yes.
Yeah. So, maybe talk a little bit about the show. This is how old I am. I remember when, which ABBA album was Mamma Mia on? When it came out, my sister bought the record new in the record store and listened to it a lot. My musical tastes were a little bit different from that. So, for people that aren't familiar with the story and what they might expect if they come to the show.
Okay, so the show first premiered in London's West End on April 6th in 1999, but most people know the musical from the later movie productions, Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again, which were the hit movies starring Meryl Streep. And then the show itself is known as a jukebox musical, so it actually takes a bunch of different ABBA songs from, like, across albums and compiles them together. So the musical contains iconic ABBA hits like Dancing Queen, Honey Honey, and Gimme Gimme Gimme, and so many more. So really, it's a compilation, but it started in 1999, but it's since been translated into a bunch of different languages and performed in like 50 different countries.
Yes, and as far as the actual plot of the play goes, it features a mother and a daughter duo who are figuring out life, and the daughter is about to get married on a Greek island where the mother owns a taverna, and the daughter does not know who her dad is, so she goes through her mother's old diary entries, figures out that there are three possible dads for herself, and invites all of them to the wedding between her and her fiancé. So that is where the plot thickens and develops.
Chaos ensues. Yes. Her mother doesn't know she sent the invitations. Her fiance doesn't know. The only people she tells are her two bridesmaids.
And the mom is very conflicted because she hasn't seen these men in 21 years and is still in love with one of them.
Mm-hmm. It seems interesting to me that they chose to set that show on an island in Greece. Because ABBA was not Greek.
Yeah.
No. Funnily enough, on top of that, the original Mamma Mia cast recording, all of the actors are Scottish, so that makes it even funnier.
I guess music is crosses boundaries.
Definitely. Yes.
So maybe we should just let people know some of the details about when the show will be, and then we'll talk some more.
Yeah, so we open on April 24th, and we run the 25th and 26th, and then we have a second weekend on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 p.m., and the Sunday shows are at 2 p.m., and also we are having a very special sing-along Sunday on April 26th, where people in the audience can sing along with the cast as we do the show. So that will be really, really fun and something we've never done before, so we're very excited for that.
There's a pretty good chance that some people will know all the songs.
Yeah.
We'll have the lyrics projection on the wall, too, so people can stumble their way along with us.
And as far as tickets go, there are posters all around town that our lovely team has set up all over the place, and then you can also get tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can buy them online at the Bozeman like RevTrack site, and it's $20 for a general admission, $15 for a student. All you have to do is show your student ID at the door. That's college students, high school students, all students, and then just $10 for 7 to 12 year olds.
So, the 24th, we were kind of, as we were getting started, looking at the calendar. It's like, that's a week
very
and
soon,
a half away.
Yeah, really, really soon.
Yes. So auditions in the end of February, and you've been working on it since. How is everybody? I mean, I'm sure there's always jitters and stuff, but are things coming together pretty well?
I would say, yeah. I feel everyone obviously has the jitters. Like, it's hard when you get to where we are in this process and you're like, oh, I have not that long until I have to show all of the work that I've done to so many people. But I think all of us are like really focused on working hard and making it the best we can because we all care deeply about it.
Yeah, this company is really hardworking, and so I have no doubt that we're going to get it done by opening night.
And just in case you were looking for another way to support the amazing Hawks Theater Company, we wanted to throw in another event on top of Mamma Mia that is happening on April 16th, this Thursday at 6 p.m. It will be at the Rialto, downtown Bozeman, and it will be a giant dance party, which is, I think, the most fun way to celebrate Mamma Mia happening.
Dress up and bring your sparkles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a dance party, and it's also catered with food. Tickets are $75, but they do go straight to the theater company, and there's also a cash bar and a fabulous auction, and one of the prizes that if you win is that you get to perform one of the songs one of our show nights with the cast.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good incentive.
Yes. So please come and watch our set of choreographed dances that we've prepared for you thus far.
We'll be performing Dancing Queen and
Money, Money, Money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the audience gets to dance to other songs throughout the night.
Oh, yep. Oh yes.
And that's at the Rialto on the 16th. It's the 16th. Thursday night.
6 p.m.
All right. So, I guess what... Have you each of you been involved in previous productions for the Hawks Theater Company?
Yeah, do we want to like go around the table and talk about our experience?
I have been kind of moving between some theater companies, but this has been by far my favorite. I've done Macbeth, which is a Shakespeare. I've done Princess Bride. I think that's it, actually. and Mamma Mia, so kind of newer than some. But.
Well, I think I am the baby of the group, officially. I've done acting and things before for mostly 406 Cirque, which is another local company, but this is my first Hawks Theater Company production, which I find to be extremely exciting. I'm very excited. Yes.
This is my fourth production with Hawks Theater Company, but my first as an actor. I've been the public relations and media manager for Hawks Theater Company for four productions now, and I'm very excited to finally be on stage.
But in contrast, I've probably been with Hawks Theater Company the longest. I started with The Music Man, and I played Charlie Cowell. I was then Ross in Macbeth, and then I played the Rodent of Unusual Size in The Princess Bride. And on top of that, I'm also I was the head of hair and makeup for Hawks Theater Company. This year, I had to step down from that role so I could act in Mamma Mia. And then for The Princess Bride, I also was fight captain and helped choreograph some of the live steel for that production.
It's probably good that you had extra things to do there because I've heard rumors that the ROUSs don't actually exist.
Oh, gosh. This is... I have lost count. I've acted in two Hawks Theater production plays, musicals. I was in The Music Man, and recently I was in the one act that our amazing stage manager, Ivy Tierney, wrote called The Marsh. We took it to Thesfest, and we won, and myself... I won Best Actress, and my little sister, Emily Fitzpatrick, won, not literal little sister, but she won Best Supporting Actress. That's probably one of my favorite experiences, and then obviously I play Sophie in Mamma Mia, but I've worked on so many different things. I've helped with lights, sound, backstage stuff. I try to be there anytime I can.
So if you've had experience with some of the other productions, how do you feel about musicals compared to like a dramatic production, maybe Macbeth, say?
I personally I feel a little, like, in between. I think there are pros and cons in my own head for both. One of my favorite things about plays is you get to be really immersed in the dialogue and acting specifically, if you're in an acting role, and it's really nice to get super tight with the cast because they're often a lot smaller. Whereas with musicals, they're just like massive, beautiful art pieces. So that community collaboration, I think, mm-hmm. is really, really cool. And in all of our musicals, we keep our ensemble very, very busy. So even if you don't get a leading role, there is just like so much to do. And so I think Hawks Theatre Company doing a play and a musical every single year really gives like a whole wide range of actors and artists and musicians and crew members an opportunity to participate at different levels.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that is a kind of a nice feature of doing the two productions a year, that you kind of run the gamut between maybe smaller, a little more intimate things, mm-hmm. and then these big casts. And I'm sure that they do. There are pluses and minuses to both of those things, just like, you know, when you're dealing with small groups and large groups in any capacity. So what are some of your, each of your favorite moments so far in the preparation for the production?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I know mine already. It happened yesterday, and I just found it to be the most amusing scene in Mamma Mia. Well, for me anyway, but it was the scene when Donna, the mom, first realizes that the dads are on the island, because she has no idea of their coming beforehand. So she sees them, and all of the dads have to freeze in place. And then Donna has the wonderful solo of Mamma Mia, the actual song, and gets to dance around and mess around with the guys while they're standing still. And and all of the dads just have to stand there and straight face the entire time. last night in rehearsal, I had blood in my mouth because I was biting my lips so hard to stop from laughing. It was difficult, but fun.
That's definitely a highlight for me, is trying to make people break on stage. I think Donna's a very fun character, and she has a lot of interesting lines or interesting jokes or whatever, and she's very stubborn about things, too, and she's hilarious, so.
A smaller, like, one-on-one cast moment that I found really precious is in the process of costuming for Tanya, the character I play. She is very fabulous, very rich, and very fancy. And so we have been running the gamut in wigs, trying to find the perfect wig. And yesterday, actually, as well, I came out in this wig, and then I go back, I show off, I do, like, a couple of poses, and then I go back off stage, and when I come back down into the theater, one of our fellow castmates, George Dendrinos, who plays Harry, turns to me and he says, "I just saw someone dressed just like you, with different hair." And then I was like, "Yeah, that was me." And he was like, "Oh, it was a wig!" Which was very amusing, yeah.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is getting, like, really close with my castmates. Being kind of on the backstage side of things for the past 2 years, I obviously know everyone, but I'm not, like, really, like, working with them. And so I think working with everyone and being so close and, like, seeing each other every single day for hours is so fun. And especially, it's me and Em's senior year this year, so, like, it's our last production, and so, like, being with all of them is so nice and a great way to end our high school career.
I would definitely say same as Emerson, like, getting really, really close with the people around me. Like, I've known them, but I've not, like, really, really worked with them, and it's just so nice. But I think a specific moment that has been my favorite so far is one of our assistant directors, Riley Scott. She was blocking the song between me and Taylor, Slipping Through My Fingers. And we were doing it for her after she had blocked it, and I just look over, and she's, like, tears streaming down her face, and, like, everyone in, like, our stage manager was crying. Taylor and I were tearing up. It was just, like, a really, like, beautiful moment of, like, it's such a sentimental song, and we just realized that we can really get people with this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like sometimes you don't even notice how emotional some of these, like, songs are when, like, usually these, like, songs are very up and, like, happy, but, like, in musicals can really hurt you. So.
I would ask about your least favorites, but some things are probably better left unsaid. So I guess with a production that large, you do practice, like, every day?
Every day.
Yes.
And next week is our tech week. So that is when we really start putting together all of the elements, all of the lighting, all the scenes kind of get, like, strung together. And that's when we really start pulling those late nights to be able to pull something like this off.
Yeah. Like, we're not talking 7. We're already staying till 7. We're talking, like,
9:30,
10. Like, we're really in it to win it for the last week.
Our diets will consist that week of primarily pizza.
Yeah, and energy drinks.
Yeah.
So the pizza joints close to the school are probably going to have a
pretty good week. They thrive. They thrive when we're suffering.
Exactly.
Any other particular stories about the process that you think might be pretty interesting to people?
Interesting stories. There's just so many.
I think one thing to look out for with, like, Mamma Mia in particular is it's a family-friendly musical, but it also is fun for adults, too.
Yeah.
Like, there are definitely some jokes or, like, just little things that keep all ages interested, and that sentimental feeling that both Taylor and Izzy were touching on is really significant, and I think that's what has given Mamma Mia its, like, cultural staying power, and our theater company is working really hard to not only create a production that is engaging for people of all levels and, like, all ages, like, whether you're an experienced musical theater goer or not, but also a musical that is really, like, emotionally resonant as well.
Yeah, touching on that, I also think I know a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm not a big musical guy, or like, oh, plays are way more fun, or like, I don't like musicals. I think Mamma Mia is fun for anyone. Yeah. Definitely, even if you're not a big fan of musicals or a big fan of theater in general, I feel like Mamma Mia is a very universal thing, so.
Everyone knows the music. It's ABBA. Exactly. Everyone knows Dancing Queen. Everyone knows Money, Money, Money. Like, if you're gonna come, you're gonna have a good time.
Exactly.
So, you can dance.
Yeah. I mean, it turns out there's a reason that ABBA sold a lot of those records.
Yeah, for sure.
That music really does connect with a lot of people. Yeah. So, do you feel that you've had an opportunity as a company to kind of put your own stamp on this production? Is it you've had an opportunity to kind of make it your own? It's not just a kind of a pretty careful adaptation of the screen or of the play?
I think, honestly, the play itself and the musical on stage is honestly way less known than the movie. So I think with that being different on its own, with different songs and different almost plot points that happen, you're able to put your own spin on it and able to make it your own, even though people have seen the one with Meryl Streep, whatever. But
I think, too, for the stage production in particular, our artistic direction has been absolutely amazing. Our set in particular, like, we have windows and doors that fly open and set pieces that turn around and things that roll in and out. And I think in an interview with our high school newspaper, The Cardinal, our costume director, Emily Fitzpatrick, said, like, it is trying to, for costuming, it's trying to fit as much glitter as possible onto every single human being.
Yes.
And so there is just so much more exaggerated but still very like real art that goes into this production, and mm-hmm. I think in that way we really get the chance to elevate it beyond maybe the realism of the movie and into a more heightened emotional and fun experience.
Yes, the creativity is absolutely insane for all of the departments. Costuming, everyone has gotten a general idea of Mamma Mia and taken it and ran with their own interpretation. So for the costuming, they have plenty of free will with what they do, and our director, Lila Michael, is fantastic at curating the scenes in ways that she thinks will best fit the musical, so not necessarily going off of what the play originally was written for or what it has always been. She's adding her own creative flair to it, and the same goes for the dances. Val has choreographed all of the dances that we're doing, and then the set design. It's all very unique and amazing for Hawk Cedar Company.
Definitely. I think our directors and Val and Malchek, they all make us think about our characters. They all, like, ask us questions and, like, create and generate thoughts of how to immerse yourself in the character that you're playing and not just what's written on the page. So we all get a very good sense of it.
Yeah.
On and off, we've kind of been doing, like, a character question of the day. Or just, like, thinking about, like, the other day when we were blocking, we were doing, like, a little role play at the bar. And I was like, oh, what drink would you get? And I was like, Tani would get a dirty martini. So, you know, there's, like, that kind of playfulness that I think really does help build that immersion.
Yeah. Well, great. Any other comments that you wanted to make about the production or about your experience with the show?
Well, just please come and support the Hawk Cedar Company. We open on April 24th and we run for 2 weekends. It's going to be really, really fun.
And something I forgot to mention actually before. Very sorry, going back to this. April 16th, the Dancing Queen Party.
Yes.
Costume contest. That is a thing that is happening. And so you should dress the part. It is all sorts of fun with, you know, disco and fun wigs, hair, all of the 70s and 60s disco-esque that comes with ABBA songs. So, dress to impress.
I want to see glitter for at least 2 weeks in everyone's hair.
Yeah. It's an amazing show. So.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so the 16th at the Rialto for the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the production opens on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weekends.
Got 6 chances to come see it.
Yeah.
And we have matinee and evening shows. Mm-hmm. Evening shows are at 7 p.m. and the matinees are at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Great. All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with the performance. And thanks for coming in and talking about it. And I hope it goes great. And you have a great experience.
Thank you.
Thank you.